If you would remain standing for our scripture this morning. It comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Paul says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Let's pray. Father, we thank you today for the newness of life, for the opportunity that you give us through your Son, Jesus, to draw closer to you each day. Lord, may all that we do here in your presence and in the presence of each other this Sunday be pleasing in your sight, and may all that is spoken be yours. In the powerful name of Christ, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Well, we all know that this is the first Sunday of the new year. No secrets there. It's good to be back in church. It really is. And, you know, I got talking this morning, telling some of them, Jamie and John there, that I think Vance, I told him, I said, you know, I haven't preached a sermon since the first Sunday of December. Yeah, a month since I preached. I mean, we had candlelight Christmas Eve. I don't really count that as preaching that night. Some of you may count it that way. But I got a lot to say today. 4 weeks backed up and built up in me. And I started saying that, and Jamie and John started deleting things from the verses from the songs we'd sing today. No, I don't have quite that long of a sermon today. But it is good to be back. And it is good to get back to that routine and the things that are normal. And it just puts the week in the right perspective when you begin it in church on Sunday morning. But this being a new year, I want to talk about the new year just a little bit. What image is it that usually comes to mind, or maybe a couple of images for you, when you think about the end of one year and the beginning of another? You see it in graphics, and it may have even been, you've probably seen it in the newsletter. Dan, you didn't use it this year. I bet you've seen it in there before. Baby New Year and what would, old man time or grandfather time. Yeah, you think about those two images. The old man, long beard, and then this new baby. Now, new, that's kind of the key thought. I'm thinking about new here. In scripture I read there was three different times in that one verse, twice, it talks about a new creation, all things becoming new. I got to thinking about that yesterday and over the weekend. Renee and I have been dog sitting. Carrie has a dog, a chocolate lab, 5 months old, all puffy, all feet, all clumsy, play all the time, nonstop. You know, our dog Toby, he is 13 years old. And he could care less about this little child here wanting to play all the time. He don't like it much at all. Kind of see that old and the new there. And I was reading about this passage here as we came up the mountain yesterday from down at our parents' house where we were able to do Christmas with Renee's mom and her family. And I saw this about the new, and I began thinking about what it means to be new. In the Greek language, there are two words in the Greek that have been translated into our English word new. The first one is kainos. The second one is neos. Kainos is the word that's used here in this particular passage. Now, the second one, the kainos, or the neos, it's used to describe new when you're talking about something, say, numerically a new thing, like a new year. You know, this is 2011. It is a new year. It's new in the sense that we have moved from 2010 to 2011. It's new could be used if I said, I am going to turn to a new page in the book. Turning the page. Numerically, it's a new one. Kainos, the word that's used in this passage and in all the other passages, in the passages from Revelation, in the passage from Revelation chapter 21, where John talks about this new heaven and new earth, it's the same thing, kainos. And that word means new in the sense of new in quality. New in quality. It means new, not in the sense that it's a new year, but it's a new opportunity. That which was old is no longer there, but it's new in quality. You see the difference there? When we come to Jesus Christ, we don't simply turn a page in our lives. We don't simply start over. But the new life that we gain through Jesus Christ is new in quality. And there is a freshness to it, one writer talked about that I was reading. That this new means that it's not just a retread of the old. It's not a redoing. You know, we say we have a new chance at something. This is not a new chance at something. This is totally new. It's what Jesus was talking about when he said to Nicodemus that you have to be born again. This is new completely from the very DNA of our bodies, of who we are. It's new. It's not just another chance. It's not just turning the page, but it's new. That's what I want to talk to you about this morning. That's what I've already about finished talking to you about this morning. It's about newness. Not newness in the sense of let's try it again. This is another year. We've got a new page in our calendar. Let's try to do better. But let's talk about new in the sense new in quality, that we are no longer who we were because of what Jesus Christ has done. We are new from the inside out. And let's allow Him to transform and change who we will be when we say goodbye to 2011. Let's not turn another page with the end of 2010. But let's write a new book. Let's allow God to write a new book about who we are. And let's allow Him to write it upon our heart. New year. Not new in number solely, but new in quality. And the quality that it possesses is given to us because of what Jesus did on the cross. This morning, as we come together, is Communion Sunday. There's no better time of the year to celebrate communion than on the first Sunday of the year for New Year's. May you come this morning and may you be reminded of what Christ has done for you through His Son Jesus. And may you allow that work that He has done, may you allow it not to turn the page in your life, but to write a new book upon your heart. Let's pray. Gracious Father, I thank You that You have spoken to us throughout the ages, and that here today You give us once again the chance for newness of life, not life retreaded, not life redone, but new life. And new life through Your Son. Lord, as we come to this table today, may we say goodbye and turn away from that which was old and which was. And may we allow You to transform us through the power of Your blood. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Can I get a couple of you guys to come up and help move the table back out in the center? Okay, thank you. Would you join with me as we come to God through the liturgy found in the Methodist hymnal on page 12, or you can join with me from the screen. Christ our Lord invites to His table all who love Him and who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved You with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done Your will. We have broken Your law. We have rebelled against Your love. We have not loved our neighbors. And we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also
with you. We lift them up. We lift up our hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right
and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to You, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And with Your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise Your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God,
power and might, heaven and earth are full of Your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are You and blessed is Your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of His suffering, death, and resurrection, You gave birth to Your church and delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night which He gave Himself up for us, He took bread, gave thanks to You, broke the bread, gave it to His disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is My body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of Me." When the supper was over, He took the cup, gave thanks to You, gave it to His disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is My blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me." And so, in remembrance of these, Your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Pour out Your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by His blood. By Your Spirit make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at His heavenly banquet. Through Your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in Your holy church, all honor and glory is Yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Now, with the confidence of children, let us pray as Christ taught His disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and glory forever. Amen. Brandon.